The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, March 1st. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Michael C. Wright, out with a fresh MVP ladder, although Michael has been pretty consistent here for quite some time. The number one spot is Nikola Jokic. Number two, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number three is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jason Tatum pops up to number four, and Luka Doncic rounds out the top five. We're going to dig a little bit more into your MVP ladder, but Michael, you've been on Wemby watch since the beginning. That is in your neck of the woods. We had an extraordinary game last night between the San Antonio Spurs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the third time that these teams have met. It was a 132-118 victory.
He fires. He scores! Oh, mama! Wembanyama!
By the Spurs snapping the Thunder's six-game winning streak. But the fun part of this, Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, watching those two come together. I'm not sure we're talking MVP ladder. I'm not sure where your rookie of the year thoughts were at, but I think with the performance last night, Wemby just continues to seal things in such a impressive, significant way. 28 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks, 2 steals. It was a back and forth game, but he had a couple of clutch plays and impactful ones in a handful of sequences down the stretch that helped seal the win.
Purcell, back to Victor. Another three. Get out of here! Oh my goodness! That was from Paris, Texas.
It was.
Michael, having watched him, and I know we all have caught glimpses, caught highlights, watched games, but I'm not sure everyone has been as locked in with the Spurs as you have and with Victor. At this point of the season, given all the hype coming in to what he was going to be and become, what has stood out to you most about his evolution throughout the course of this season and how, despite not necessarily winning and being very, very honest and vocal about kind of where he feels, what he wants, how he wants the team, organization, himself to continue to improve, what stood out to you most about his progression in getting to the point he's at right now?
Well, Sarah, I think I would say that, you know, you talk to anybody in the Spurs organization in that building, everybody thought that you would see nights where he would just look like an absolute superstar, and then other nights he'd look like a rookie. And he's looked like a superstar pretty much all season long. And so I think in that respect, he has surpassed expectations for pretty much everybody involved with the Spurs. So it's almost like, okay, well, we thought that this year would be this developmental year for Wemby and the whole team. But now it's sort of like organizationally, they're having to say, okay, we might need to press fast forward on this rebuild. We might need to accelerate it a little bit because Victor Wembanyama is a much better player than we thought he was, number one. And number two, he's just rapidly developing. You know, I've really enjoyed watching the guy's progression. Last night, it was just, I wish you would have been there, Sarah. It was nuts. I'm serious. So, you know, he goes down the court, hits a couple three-pointers. It was like the last 3 minutes of the game. And then after that last three, they come back down the court on the other end, and Chet, you know, tries to hit Wemby with the step back, and Wemby blocks it and sort of sends Chet Holmgren flying back, and where he just lands right on his butt.
Holmgren trying to answer. He is stuffed and taken away.
I mean, the crowd goes crazy. We're talking about a crowd, sellout crowd, by the way, and there's been pretty much all sellouts ever since Wembanyama came to town. Sellout crowd, they're going crazy. And then after the game, I love the spontaneous reaction from Victor Wembanyama. You know, they give him the microphone. They ask him, I don't even know what the question was. And all he said was, I missed this bleep. And the crowd just goes crazy because, you know, they haven't been in San Antonio in over a month. They've been on that rodeo road trip. They come back, win this big game, and that's what he says. And the crowd goes crazy. And then he says, let's get a Go Spurs Go chant going. And so they do the Go Spurs Go chant, and the whole crowd just ate it up. And I think that the fans really sort of embrace that honesty, that spontaneity, that youth, that, you know, just that feeling of like, it's a big deal when we win and I want everybody to celebrate with me. That sort of thing is really, I guess, what the fans wanted here in San Antonio. I mean, there's whole generations of Spurs fans that don't know what it's like to be in the situation that they're in right now, not going to the playoffs, not contending for championships. So by and large, he's brought hope back to the organization. And I think that's only a positive for not only the Spurs, but the entire NBA.
Yeah, incredible to hear, to watch, to witness all of those things. And I think to your point about the buy-in about the crowd and the Spurs fan base. I think the interesting thing to watch, and you mentioned playoff experience, you got two contrasting individuals in Chet Holmgren, the piece he's going to play for Oklahoma City, a championship aspiring team, a playoff ready team. And then on the flip side of things, the Spurs third worst record in the NBA. Obviously that's a big aspect of where you want to see the direction of this organization headed. But with that being said, I think so much when you talk about MVP conversations, it comes down to, okay, what is the team doing? How is a player impacting winning? When do you think Victor Wembanyama will actually be able to put himself in a true MVP discussion?
I would say as soon as the Spurs put themselves at least in that territory where they're fighting for at least a play-in spot, where they're around 7, 8, 9 in the West. And that's another interesting aspect of all this because, you know, I mentioned that, you know, you have to, or they're going to have to sort of hit fast forward on this schedule of rebuilding. But like, you look at that roster right now, and I was talking to somebody in the organization last night about it. I could see half those players on that Spurs roster not here next year because, again, they have to sort of speed up the development, and now they don't have time to wait on these young guys. So I think that, you know, San Antonio, like if you look at what they have in terms of assets, draft picks, things like that, cap space, they have a chance, if they want to, to sort of go make a run at some real players, you know, real players that can help them sooner rather than later. And so maybe they can go and get a star to play alongside Wembanyama. You've heard all the rumors about Trae Young possibly coming to San Antonio. All those things are situations that I think that the organization is pondering. And if you get a couple of vets in here and you pair them with Wembanyama and some of the other young guys that they feel like they can move forward with, now you're in a situation where Victor Wembanyama can win MVPs because the San Antonio Spurs would be in contention at that point, at least for a playoff spot.
Without a doubt. And with that being said, on the other side of the court was Oklahoma City Thunder, who their rise and their build with the core that they have, the young pieces, obviously hit on a bunch of draft picks. We're talking about Chet Holmgren. Jalen Williams has been tremendous. You can go on about how they all fit together, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is ahead of that snake. And he's someone who has had a steady rise throughout the course of his young career, now in his sixth year in the league, had always impressed. But because of Oklahoma City Thunder, they have been dangling around the top of the Western Conference for the entirety of the season, currently sit a game back of Minnesota right now in that second place spot in the West. But he's been extraordinary. I mean, you look at not only the numbers that he's put up each and every night, the consistency of it, and again, the driving force behind what this Thunder team has been able to do. Right behind Jokic, obviously, Denver is coming. Denver's half game behind Oklahoma City. And Jokic has been doing Jokic things the entire season. But how realistic do you think it is for Shai, if Oklahoma City continues to play this way, for Shai to win the MVP this season?
Well, Sarah, you tell me. Because when you look at this, the MVP race sort of coincides with the race in the West right now. Because right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think, are a game up on the Denver Nuggets, or they're actually just a half game up.
Just a half game.
Yeah. And so, but the Nuggets are coming. They are, you know, they kind of chilled for a little while, like, you know, we're the defending champs. We have what it takes to do what we need to do when it's time to do it. And then you look at what they're doing right now. I'm talking about the Nuggets. They're 5-0 since All-Star break. So it's not like the Nuggets don't have a real shot at sort of taking over, you know, the lead in the West. And I think if that happens, that sort of solidifies the MVP for Nikola Jokic. But let's say that Oklahoma City finds a way to end up winning that West, or just coming in the top two, maybe even ahead of Denver. Then to me, the balance maybe tilts towards Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, because the kid's got like 44-30-point games. He's got more than Luka.
It's unbelievable. Yes. Yeah. And he's averaging just over 31. Not to say that's not a lot, but it is the consistency of how he's putting up those numbers.
Have you looked at his
39 from three?
Yeah. Have you ever just like spent time just sort of looking at his game by game stat lines? It's like he gives you the same thing every night.
Look at last night, 31-6-3.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's always, you're right. You know, and I think for a player of, not to say, but I mentioned it, sixth year in the league, 25 years old, the consistency you get out of someone relatively speaking that young, to perform, you know, and it's how he operates and commands the entire offense. There are so many things about his game that I think the intelligence he brings to the table and the sophistication of his understanding on both ends of the floor, say that again. I think, yeah, but I don't know. Like, if it is that simple as who has a better record, who wins the West, who's at the top of the West. If that becomes the deciding factor between a player like him and Jokic.
Right. And then same thing with you look at Jason Tatum. Like, he gets really no love in the whole MVP conversation. And then I just keep looking and saying, well, the Boston Celtics are rolling. They've got a huge lead on the rest of the East, and we don't even give him credit for what he's doing. I mean, he's shooting the three-pointer better than he has in quite a while. I think his assist numbers right now, he's sitting at a career high in assists per game. But because he doesn't have the gaudy numbers that the other guys ahead of him do, it's like everybody just sort of ignores him. But I can't ignore the fact that Boston has played as well as they have. They're 27-3 at home. Big game against the Dallas Mavericks tonight. And I think if he can come out on top, the Celtics can come out on top of that game, I think that sort of, you know, reinforces the notion that maybe he deserves to be a little higher than Luka Doncic does, you know, at this point on the MVP ladder. It's all there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and just it's all fun to watch, Sarah. You know how it goes. I mean,
it is fun to watch. It is fun to watch. And I think for all of us who you kind of look at this, we got the Olympics coming up in Paris. A lot of discussion between international players, U.S. players, last American born player, James Harden, to win an MVP. So I think Jason Tatum, when you kind of look at where things shake out, may be the next person. The only thing I'll say about that before we get to a break is that with Jason Tatum, obviously, you look at this Boston Celtics team and they are running away with things, but you also have a bunch of former all-stars, current all-stars. Thanks. Those he's playing around, and the on-off numbers are that different when Tatum is not playing. And so I think sometimes you look at and Jokic being a guy, an example last year where it just entirely falls off.
It still is
when
still
he's not on
way.
The fall. And with exactly. And Tatum, and it's not to say that he's not happy, but that's why I think you appropriately have, he absolutely should be in the discussion. But I think there's an appropriate place for that of the contribution. Speaking of a former MVP and man, one that is still playing like it, Father Time cannot catch him. LeBron James, we're going to get to him right after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Michael C. Wright. Michael, new MVP ladder out. LeBron James is not currently on the ladder, but man, he keeps doing things that never cease to amaze us with his age, his tenure in the league, the minutes, the miles. It does not matter. He is 9 points away from being the first player to ever reach the 40,000 point mark. Incredible to think about, already the all-time score in league history. But I think even more impressive, fun for all of us to watch. Los Angeles Clippers, LA Lakers, everyone can kind of have a discussion about what that rivalry is or what that really means between those two teams. But the Lakers were coming into the fourth quarter the other night down 21 points. They were down 21 points early on in that fourth quarter. And LeBron James just goes off 19. He has 5 threes in that quarter, finishes with 34 points. When you look at LeBron James, what he's doing at this point, I think we've all described it in different ways, continue to be awed and impressed. But in terms of where he's at with his play, all the talk we have about this Lakers team, how do you see this season continuing to play out, not only for him in what he wants to accomplish, but where things sit, the Lakers now currently sitting in that 9th spot in the Western Conference? How do you see his progression and kind of trajectory as this season finishes off in comparison with the expectations of this Lakers team?
Well, I will say, Sarah, that first off, let's appreciate greatness when we see it. Let's just appreciate it, because it's not going to be around here forever. You know, like, LeBron James still has the determination, the basketball IQ, the physical skill set. He's got all of those attributes that on any given night, he can sort of conjure up that want to and say, okay, I'm going to be the best player on the planet tonight. He can do that. But the problem, I think, Sarah, with that is that he can no longer do it every night the way he used to be able to. And so when you look at that with how it plays with the team and its expectations and goals for this season, I am just not sure. I don't know if he's going to have it every night, because it's going to be tough to come back from that 9th spot. And this is the last place they want to be, by the way, because you're right there in play-in territory. So then you're going to have to really battle just to get into the postseason if you have to play in the play-in tournament. And to me, that's extra games. That's extra mileage, minutes. You know, there's just the wear and tear on your body. And then, you know, you just look at some of the weird stats. Like, I was sort of looking at what the Lakers have been doing. And, you know, last night, for instance, it was the third time this season that both LeBron and AD put up 30 points in the same game. Do you realize the Lakers have a 1-2 record when that happens? That's wild, right?
That is wild.
Yes. That is so wild. That means the supporting cast needs to step up. LeBron is doing his part. AD is doing his part, but they need some of these other guys to step up and you know, just make appropriate contributions, because those guys just can't, you know, just give you everything every night. So that's sort of the way I look at it. I mean, you look at that Clippers game from the other night. It was classic LeBron. He was hunting matchups. He was, and the funny thing about it, he was hunting matchups, and, you know, there's always that threat with LeBron James that he's going to get to the cup. But against the Clippers, let's be real here, he settled a lot of times for three-pointers, but he was hitting them. So, you know, I like I said, I just want everybody to appreciate this greatness that we're seeing right now. It's not going to be around forever. And I think, you know, I think he's going to call it quits here in the next, you know, maybe 3 years or so. I don't think we're far off from LeBron deciding to hang it up. So yeah, let's appreciate it.
I feel you. I feel you. It feels like it's never going to end, right. But all things do. And to your point, it's an absolute blessing to get to watch him for all of us basketball fans. Michael, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll continue to read, watch all your good stuff on NBA.com and NBA TV. And until next time, we'll see you then.
All right, Sarah. Have a good one.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.